Hey, Dog Pound. Nathan Zagura joined by Dustin Fox for Cleveland Browns today. Browns getting ready to take on the Carolina Panthers in Charlotte in just 3 days. And it's a game that the Browns certainly want to win to end this three-game losing streak. And when you look at it, Carolina's a team that can run the football, and that's been the Browns' Achilles heel.
There's no question. You look at what they do compared to this Browns defense, and very concerned when it comes to this football game. Jonathan Stewart, as of late, you know, because of the injuries there, he's been forced into more of a bigger role, averaging almost 5 yards a carry. And, oh, by the way, they've got a quarterback who can run as well. So he's obviously very, very dangerous with Cam Newton. I'm very concerned about this matchup, especially the way the Browns played last week. Got gashed for almost 250 on the ground against Cincinnati. They've got to find a way to get back to the fundamentals, because what they did against Indianapolis was not what we saw this past weekend against Cincinnati.
No question about it. Jonathan Stewart averaging 104 yards per game over his last three as the starter. The Browns 0-4 on the season when they allow a 100-yard rush. Now, the good thing is they have not allowed back-to-back games of 100 yards on the ground since all the way back Pittsburgh and Jacksonville's the last time it happened. So hopefully the defense can step it up this week. Now, that's what they're going to have to deal with on the ground. Through the air, the Carolina Panthers are a two-horse attack, period. It's Kelvin Benjamin, the rookie. He's got over 950 yards, 9 touchdowns on the season. And Greg Olsen, 81 catches to lead all tight ends, over 960 yards himself, on pace to be the first Panthers duo with 1,000 yards since 1999.
I think the first question is whether or not Joe Hayden's going to play in this game, because if he is, that's going to help us tremendously. Joe matches up well against bigger physical receivers who he can get his hands on, feels very comfortable with them at the line of scrimmage. If he can't go, then again, you're going to be forced into working with a rookie out there in Pierre Desir, who I thought actually played decent last week against Cincinnati. But then you talk about Greg Olsen and what he brings to the table. The guy's been a monster this year, and he really does a great job working the middle of the field. That's where you miss Tashaun Gibson, who's been out with the MCL sprain, and Jim Leonard, who struggled at times last week, more so against the run than against the pass. But guys like Leonard and Dante Whitner will have to have big games.
Yes, and perhaps Carlos Dansby will return. He's very good in coverage there. But you talked about Pierre Desir, fourth-round pick out of Lindenwood, a small school. They thought that he needed maybe a redshirt year, but he started to play very well in practice, got his first reps at DB, blanketed Mohamed Sanu all over the place. And frankly, if he has to go against Kelvin Benjamin, he's probably a little bit of a better matchup physically given his height and size rather than Buster Screen against the 6'5 Benjamin.
He's almost built like a safety, but he can run. And he's got the long arms, which you like. That's what Mike Pettine loves. He loves corners who can get their hands on receivers. And you talked about last week, he was matched up against Mohamed Sanu for the majority of the second half of that ball game against Cincinnati. A guy who was basically thought he was not going to play at all this season. He had to go out there against one of the top receivers in the entire division, and I thought he held his own. Now, look, they weren't trying to target him a lot because they were having so much success on the ground. But I think that experience, he can build on that when it comes to this football game this week. And look, 2 games left to go, and he thought he was not going to have to play this year. Hey, buckle it up, man. You gotta rock it out.
Time to rock. Yeah. We'll see what we have from a lot of these rookies down the stretch. The Browns have to stop the Panthers on the ground. That's imperative. It's the only way they're going to win this game. Put the game in the hands of either Derek Anderson or Cam Newton. It's looking likely that Cam will be able to play, the second least accurate quarterback in the National Football League so far this season. And with Paul Kruger, Desmond Bryant really getting pressure on a consistent basis, that is the key to victory for the Browns. For Dustin Fox, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for tuning in to Cleveland Browns Today right here on ClevelandBrowns.com.